When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/stereo. netsuite.com/stereo.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It's me, Joey P, Joe Pizzapia, and today we're going to talk about some draft sleepers and to help me break down some of the lesser-known names that might be surprising in this year's NFL draft and in this year's 2023 NFL season. It's my boy, Mr. Big Pot Energy, Andrew Erickson. Erickson, let's start with some of the running backs that might be floating a little bit under the radar. I know some guys are starting to get some helium, but who do you have your eyes on that's going outside of the top 24 prospects right now that you think could really make an impact in 2023?
Yeah, so my first guy is Tajay Spears, running back from Tulane. So he's been a pre-draft riser kind of throughout the process. He was a buzzy player at the Senior Bowl. He tested really well at the scouting combine, and it's for all the right reasons. He's an athletic running back, and he's coming off an absolute dominant campaign from Tulane. 31% dominator rating last year, fifth in the FBS in rushing yards, second in rushing touchdowns, fourth in yards after contact per attempt. And through his career at Tulane, 3 yards per play, which ranks seventh best in the class. I look at yards per play with a lot of these running backs because it's a great indicator of future success at the NFL level. So I love drafting Spears late as a rookie sleeper.
All right, so Spears, obviously a guy that I know I am very high on as well. Give me another running back that you think is going to be flying up draft boards and could be somebody that might prove to be a bit of a sleeper, not just in dynasty drafts, but also in redraft in 2023.
So my other rookie sleeper at running back is Roschon Johnson, the other running back from Texas. So he sat behind Bijan Robinson, which is why he didn't put up, you know, any type of gaudy numbers, because you're sitting behind the best running back in the country who is going to be projected to be a top 20 NFL draft pick in the real NFL draft. So Johnson's been kind of overlooked for those reasons, but he was absurdly efficient last year, 49% missed tackle rate. So he's forcing a missed tackle on nearly half of his carries. Fourth in yards after contact per attempt, ranked fourth in the 2023 draft class. Look, if he was on any other team in the country, we'd be talking about him way more. So I think Roschon Johnson is going to surprise where he gets to end up getting drafted. So I think you should scoop up the value now. He's got ideal size, 6 feet, 219 pounds to be a bell cow at the next level.
He had a great combine, and on top of which, games where Bijan was unavailable, he looked really good in those games too. I'm with you 100%. That is a name that's going to be flying up draft boards, I think, in 2023, especially if he lands in a good spot. So those are some running backs. And let's talk about some wide receivers that have the potential. Again, maybe people are sleeping on them, but maybe you feel can make an impact this season.
Yeah, so I'm looking at wide receiver Cedric Tillman from Tennessee. The other Tennessee receiver now, Jalin Hyatt, who won the Biletnikoff Award, has gotten a lot of hype as Tennessee's number one receiver last year. But before that, in 2021, Cedric Tillman was actually the best receiver on Tennessee. And when you look at this wide receiver class, it's the Mickey Mouse class. You have guys that are under 180 pounds. They're coming in under 6 feet tall. A lot of small receivers. Cedric Tillman is one of the pure outside X wide receivers that you can actually get in this draft class because that's what he has. He has prototypical size. Now, he's not someone that's going to get a lot of yards after the catch. He's not going to break tackles, but do you need someone to win on the outside, a contested catch receiver that can win against some of these bigger cornerbacks? That's what Cedric Tillman can offer. And even when he was healthy this past season, because his season got cut short by injuries, when he was healthy, he was outproducing Jalin Hyatt on a per target and receiving yards basis. So I love Cedric Tillman a lot just because he's a little bit different than a lot of the other smaller receivers in this class.
All right, so Tillman's definitely one. Who's another one for you?
Wide receiver Jonathan Mingo from Ole Miss. So he's been his entire college career at Ole Miss, and he broke out this last year, 51 catch for 861 receiving yards and 5 receiving touchdowns. But I kind of look back at his career there. If he had not had an injury in 2021, I think we could have seen him really break out much bigger. You know, he's 6'2", 220 pounds. He averaged 100 receiving yards per game in 3 games in the 2021 season before he was forced out with an injury. Really, again, looking at this class, who can stand out that's not one of these small receivers? Mingo has a very enticing size speed profile, 4.46 40-yard dash. At 220 pounds, that's scary, Joe.
All right, so you got Mingo, you got Tillman. You know I love wide receivers. Give me one more. I'm going to push the envelope with the Erickson.
All right, I'm going to go with wide receiver Jaden Reed from Michigan State. Reed was a very buzzy player, also at the Senior Bowl, as one of the better receivers in this senior class. And it comes with a very decorated college pedigree. You know, he broke out at an early age, what we're always looking for at receivers, at 18 years old, while playing alongside NFL talent at Western Michigan. He caught 56 passes for 797 yards, 8 touchdowns, 33% dominator rating. And he did it while competing for targets with future second-round pick Seattle Seahawk Dwayne Eskridge. So the fact that Reed was able to break out at such an early age is a great indicator of future NFL success, especially when he was doing it playing in an offense with players that were of NFL caliber. So I think Reed is someone that should be kept on. We want to take him late in rookie drafts because I think he can prove a lot based on his production profile.
All right, before we get to the quarterbacks and tight ends, quick note from our sponsor here today, which is Fight Camp. If you are looking for an opportunity to get in shape, something new to shake up the workouts a little bit, maybe you're getting stale, you need something you could do, well, Fight Camp is that thing. So let me introduce you to Fight Camp. It's an interactive at-home boxing program where they bring the best workouts in the world to your home and make it fun, which is always good because you get stale sometimes doing the same things over and over again. You can explore thousands of workouts led by expert trainers with decades of experience. And Fight Camp has live punch counting stats that motivate you to be counting every single punch throughout your workout and be pushing to meet your fitness goals, because that's what we're all trying to do here. I know Erickson's always meeting his fitness goals. I'm trying my best to as well. And one of the best things about Fight Camp is it makes boxing accessible to everybody. So no matter what fitness level you're at, what age you are, what experience you have in boxing, it doesn't matter. You can do it, and you're going to have a great time while you do it. So join the biggest boxing community in the world without even leaving your home with Fight Camp, and packages start at just $99. And they even have some great financing options as well. So you can get started for as low as $9 a month to get everything you need. Go to fightcamp.com/pros. Again, that's fightcamp.com/pros. And you can get started with your fitness journey and your boxing journey today with Fight Camp. Get started again, fightcamp.com/pros. All right, Erickson, last year we got spoiled. Mr. Irrelevant became very relevant. And typically quarterbacks, you know, that don't get taken in the first round or two seems to not really make it in the NFL. But Brock Purdy really changed that conversation. Now we're all looking for who that next Brock Purdy might be. And maybe some of these guys in this NFL draft could be that quarterback. So in your mind, are there any sleeper quarterbacks that might have an opportunity to maybe evolve into a fantasy asset as time goes on?
Yeah, so some of the quarterbacks I'm looking that may be going a little bit later, Hendon Hooker, quarterback from Tennessee. Now, he's gotten some buzz about being a potential first-round pick. We'll see how that things go. But, I mean, he tied C.J. Stroud in the class in terms of yards per attempt this past season. I know he played an RPO spread offense at Tennessee, but he's a dual-threat quarterback, averaged nearly 59 rushing yards per game before tearing his ACL. He has a lot of experience. You know, he's 25 years old, so he's definitely been through the ringer. He knows how to be an accurate passer. He's polished. He's consistently improved over his college career. So I think that if a team gives him some time to kind of get healthy from his ACL injury, get acclimated to an NFL offense, I think Hendon Hooker could surprise a lot of people. And then my other quarterback is Dorian Thompson-Robinson. He's quarterback from UCLA, athletic guy, spent 5 college seasons at UCLA. He tested really well at the combine. 4.56 40-yard dash, 96th percentile, 121-inch broad jump, 90th percentile. So he's an explosive runner that is a quarterback. Those are things we want in fantasy. 57 rushing yards per game, finished 3rd in the class with a 69% completion rate. That's good. If you have an accurate quarterback that can deliver the ball, that's what you're looking for when you're trying to find, okay, who can be the next Brock Purdy? Brock Purdy was very accurate at the college level. DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson, also very accurate at UCLA.
Now, everyone's calling this a potential generational tight end class, right? We haven't seen a tight end class this good in a very long time, maybe if ever, in the NFL draft in terms of what the scouts say. We know the big names at the top. Who are some of the lesser names maybe flying under the radar at that position too that people should be aware of?
So I'm going to go with Sam Laporta. I know Thor is really big on him. I am also on Sam Laporta. It's just because of the yards after the catch. Like, he is Mr. Yak. And it's no surprise because he's coming from Iowa, who's produced these tight ends that are yak monsters like a George Kittle, TJ Hawkinson. So Laporta kind of hopes to be the next guy to make that major leap into the pros. No, and the thing with Laporta that I love about the most besides the yak was he was the offense at Iowa. You know, he was the featured receiver, 28% target share, second in the tight end class. Every year since his sophomore season, Laporta has led his college team in catches. So he's someone that can be a featured piece of an offense, and that's rare for a rookie tight end.
All right, so Laporta's one. You got another one in the tank for me?
Yep, Tucker Kraft from South Dakota State. Now, he broke out in 2021, and his stock was pretty high entering this past year, but he missed time with some injuries. So still, he's really young at 22 years old. He went to the same school as Dallas Goedert, so there's less concerns about, oh, can he make the jump from South Dakota State to the NFL? We've already seen someone at his same position do such a thing. So 2021, 11th in PFF receiving grade, 4th in receptions, 21% dominator rating, a top 5 single season mark in the class. He's athletic, 6'5", 254 pounds. I like Tucker Kraft a lot. I think he's going to be a value because he missed time this past year with injuries.
All right. If you want more on the upcoming rookie class, don't forget, head over to fantasypros.com. We've got rankings up. We've got articles. We've got deep dives into betting pros. If you want to start making wagers, you could do that as well, where guys are going to go. We are just weeks away from our NFL draft. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel too, youtube.com/fantasypros, because we will be hosting live again the NFL draft on that Thursday in round one. So make sure you join us for that. We want you to make us your perfect second screen experience for the NFL draft. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Andrew Erickson, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.